In Northwest news from KPLU, travel involves tipping, from the airport shuttle to the hotel to the restaurants, sometimes even the bathroom. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley and I talk about where you might need to leave some money behind. I think many of us know that restaurants are kind of Grand Central Station for tipping, right? But what are some of the places and occasions that we might not think about?
Oh, I've got some good ones, Ed. A lot of times when you're traveling around the world, you'll go into a restroom, a ladies' or gentlemen's restroom, and you'll find that there's people working there, and these people are, it seems like they're rarely tipped or hardly tipped. In some places, it's mandatory, of course, as you go down the stairs, and by Notre Dame, you'll see that, you know, you have to pay to get in. But I'm talking about the places where there's just somebody working there. I would always leave behind a tip for a person like that. I oftentimes will even thank them. I'll even oftentimes introduce myself and say, hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your hard work. Chefs, if you've had a beautiful meal somewhere on the planet, you can ask to meet the chef. And I've oftentimes put a tip directly in his or her hand and said, thank you for the delicious meal. That really surprises them. And I think they really find it touching that somebody really found the meal so good that they would personally seek them out. Maids, these are probably some of the most hardworking people that I've ever run across. And I always make a point of trying to tip maids, you know, a few dollars a night, you know, anywhere between $3 and $5 a night for staying in a hotel room.
Maids change as your stay progresses. So doing it nightly as opposed to at the end of your stay is important.
If you're staying a week at a hotel or a lodge, I would probably leave a tip. And, you know, have you ever noticed that you leave the tip and it's still there at the end of the day? And that might be because the maid of your room thought it was an accident, or that you were just had some change on the table and she did not want to be fired, or he did not want to be fired for taking the money. So a lot of times what you need to do is you need to leave a note and just, you know, thanks so much. It was a beautiful stay. Really appreciate it. There's a couple other areas in which it can be a little confusing. One is for Uber drivers. I tend to tip Uber drivers because I've learned how much they make and it's not really that much.
Even though the app doesn't have a mechanism to tip, you still tip?
That's right. In fact, it actually states no tipping. So when you leave somebody, you know, $3 or $4 or $5, they're oftentimes surprised, but also very, very thankful. And, you know, in these industries, people are just trying to make a living, and usually it's a basic living. So I am always kind of conscious of the fact that, you know, any little bit helps, right?
I want to ask you about situations in which tipping could be seen as rude. Have you ever encountered that, and how would you react to that?
Oh, absolutely. I generally tip everywhere I go, I have encountered that quite a few times, and I'm really surprised, to be honest with you, when someone will not accept a gratuity. And, you know, after I realize that they're serious, because sometimes within some cultures, Ed, once you give someone a gift, their first reaction is to say no, and then you're supposed to say, I insist, and then they say no again, and it goes on 3 times. And the culture is, by the 4th time, they accept, and they gladly accept. So, you know, oftentimes I'll try to insist one more time, but once I realize that I've kind of crossed a boundary or I really shouldn't insist anymore, then I'll apologize and say thank you very much and give them a sincere thank you. With, you know, the amount of people that are traveling worldwide from everywhere to every, you know, corner of the globe, most people have understanding that, you know, that we just have good intentions and it wasn't anything that was intended to be rude. And, you know, I don't think you have to worry too much about insulting someone once you've already apologized and moved on.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and a generous tipper. And you can learn more about tipping practices as you travel on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.